Yeah, man. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, I look at him as my brother. I look at him as my partner in crime on the field. You know, and it's one thing, you know, when you're in practice and, you know, you're getting some reps off, and but it's a whole nother thing when, you know, you see that, you know, and I know how tough he is, you know, when he couldn't get up on his own, and I just, you know, I could hear him, like, you know, yelling, you know, and the only thing I could think of was, at that point in time, was, man, I didn't even care where the ball was, you know. I was just like, man, get out here and come help him, like, you know, he's hurting, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate.
Did you play through him? You know how hard he's worked to get to this position as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've all since day one, you know, as a rookie, and then even more so, you know, as a starter, has, you know, each year has worked just as hard as he has, you know, the year before. And I mean, this year, having a heck of a year, heck of a season, and you know, my hat goes off to him, to the season that he had. You know, if he don't get Defensive Player of the Year, then I don't know what they go by, you know. So, you know, most important though, I just, you know, pray that he's all right. You know, that he's mentally, just know that I'm gonna be there every step of the way with him. So, you know, I just saw him, you know, a little bit after the game, and, you know, of course, you know, he's a competitor, and I know he wanted nothing more than to be out there, you know, and to finish that game with us, and, you know, win, lose, or draw. I know he wanted to be out there with us, and, you know, not being able to. And believe me, I know, you know, as far as injuries wise, you know, when something takes you away from the game, you know, it, you don't realize how much it means to you, how much you miss it, until someone say, like, or until the injury is like, you can't go. So, he's gonna be all right. He's strong, mentally and physically strong, so he's gonna be good. Man, you know, I could sit up here and, you know, and tell you what you want to hear, you know, tell you that I'm angry, that I'm mad, but, you know, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to look at you and say, you know what, like, it was a heck of a run. You know, we fought, you know, we gave everything we had, even before the beginning of the season when everyone was picking us to go back to the Super Bowl, and then when we went through that little slump and everybody started to write us off, you know, we just stayed together and we continued to fight. And that's what we did tonight. You know, it's unfortunate that the win didn't go our way. But, you know, as I told my brother and my sister today, I say, you know, win, lose, you know, God gets all the glory. You know, just for the opportunity of being able to play in this game. You know, so many guys who are at home right now wish they could be playing in the NFC Championship. So we have to be grateful for that. But also, you know, it hurts a little bit too. But, you know, that's, someone has to win, someone has to lose. You know, and fortunately, you know, we lost today. You know, Seattle done what they need to do to win, and, you know, them being in the NFC, you know, and also our division, you know, I wish them luck. You know, I hope they go and they take care of business for the NFC side. So.
Does seeing the ball get hurt more? Does seeing him get hurt maybe more than losing this?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's you know, this game is. The game is huge. It is. I mean, the game is, no one person is bigger than the game, but, you know, the bond that we have, you know, is so much deeper than the game that we play. And you know, to see him go out like that, you know, one thing I could think of is, you know, it's not supposed to be like this. You know, it's not supposed to happen like this, but, you know, God has a plan. Sometimes we don't know why things happen the way they do, but, you know, We'll see in due time, but he's going to be all right. I know it.
It's obviously very, very loud. It's obviously very, very loud. I
don't know if
you could hear
him. I mean, no, it was just, you know, for a second, I mean, it was one of them things where, you know, him being the guy, him being the player he's been all year, I mean, I broke on the throw, you know, went to wrap the receiver, had him in my grasp, and next thing you know, as I had him in my grasp, I just felt that lick, like, pow, you know, and next thing you know, I look up and the guy in Navarro has the ball, you know, and I'm thinking, like, that's a heck of a play, you know. So he got the ball, and then all of a sudden, you know, I don't know what happened. I just remember looking at him, and he didn't have the ball no more. He was holding his knee, and just heard him like yelling, and that's when I, you know, I don't know, I kind of lost track of where the ball was, and more so just worried about him. Like, you know, I've never heard him, you know, yell like that or even stay down for a moment. So. Man, you know what? I just we just stay optimistic, and we fight, and we stay together. And every year, you know, that's the goal that every team has. You know, is the, you know, that's what all the training off season for. You know, all the camaraderie. You know, each year, you know, you put in that work, and you say, you know what, this is the year. And I have no other reason to not think, you know, that next year will be our year. You know, for as long as I play this game, for whoever I play for, you know, I'm always going to think this will be, you know, my year. So.
Patrick just said last one. He blamed himself for this loss. What would you say to him?
No, man. We win as a team. We lose as a team. And, you know, as a quarterback, you know, I would imagine he feels like, you know, it's all on his shoulders. But, you know, we all had our hand in this game, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. And, again, you know, one thing we've been the best at all year is not pointing the fingers at no one and taking, you know, the win or the loss, you know, together as a team. So it's not all on his shoulder. I mean, we could have done more as a defense, you know, made a few more plays here and there. I'm sure they feel the same way in offense. I'm sure they feel the same way on special teams. But that's, you know, that's been our motto all year, you know, all three phases. You know, we play good, we win, you know, and you know, we didn't do as well as we wanted to today. So.
Thanks, Pat. That fourth and seven play, the touchdown occurs. It was a real game changer. Like, did it feel like it took something out of the team?
Or the team? I mean, anytime another team scores, you know, it takes a little bit out. But in our mind, you know, we just thought to ourselves, you know, we just made it harder on ourselves. And, you know, we had to find a way to, you know, try to get it back. And, again, man, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get here. You know, it's hard to win enough games to get in the playoffs. It's hard, you know, once you get in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl and to get there last year and to, you know, now come over twice, you know, short in the NFC Championship. You know, you just realize how hard it is to win. But then, you know how much more work, how much harder you have to fight to make sure that when you get the opportunity again that you can take it. You know, and that's all we can do, stay together as a team, going this off season, heads up, work, work, and work. That's it.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you.